University of Washington's women's soccer team played a high school boys' team, and the result was shocking. By Dylan Gwynn on May 6, 2026. Some might think that being a highly ranked national collegiate women's soccer powerhouse would mean you could defeat a high school boys' team. They would be wrong. The University of Washington Lady Huskies, a team that won a Big Ten tournament game and qualified for the Elite Eight last year, took on a team of teenage boys. Except, these weren't even 18-year-old high school boys players, it was a U14 team. On April 30, the Lady Huskies faced a team called Crossfire, composed of 14-year-olds. The final score was 2-1, according to Brandy Cruz. Not a crushing defeat by any means, but man, that is a rough look for a college-level team, of any gender. The loss brings back memories of the U.S. women's national team, U.S. and, losing to a U15 boys team 5-2 in 2017. In fact, the U.S. women had just won the World Cup 2 years before. Meaning that the team of U15 boys could have likely won the 2015 Women's World Cup, which is kind of nuts to think about. The U.S. women were by no means the only elite-level women's team to get embarrassed by mere boys. In 2025, the Swiss women's national team got blasted by a U15 boys squad by a final score of 7-1. So, I guess you could make the argument that UW women should be given credit for only losing one goal, instead of 6 or 3? President Trump has done remarkable work since coming into office, disabusing people of the notion that men should be allowed to compete against women. And in the example of the UW women, and others listed above, you can see why. Women can't even compete against boys, let alone men.